From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. A day after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit southern Taiwan, at least 19 people are reported dead and more than 100 are still missing. Kate Lal Schaffner reports from Taiwan.
Rescue efforts have been focused in Tainan City with a population of 2 million. Several buildings in Tainan City collapsed during the earthquake, including a 17-story residential building. The high-speed rail out of nearby city Kaohsiung has been shut down, affecting Chinese New Year travel for many. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou flew to Tainan after the earthquake and promises full government support in recovery efforts. For NPR News, I'm Kate Lau Schaffner in Kaohsiung, Taiwan.
The European Union is debating a new and controversial plan to block migrants and refugees from entering Europe from Greece. Terry Schultz reports the EU is looking to secure the border in non-EU state Macedonia against the wishes of its member state Greece.
EU governments are considering sending border guards and soldiers to Macedonia amid long-standing frustration with Greece's inability to block migrants and refugees from getting into Europe. Greece has complained that will basically lock refugees into its territory. But Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó says the other EU countries that make up the so-called Schengen zone or passport-free travel area don't have a choice.
If Greece is not ready or able to protect the Schengen zone and doesn't accept any assistance from the European Union, then we need another defense line.
More than 850,000 people entered the EU through Greece last year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Turkish state media reports police have seized nearly 50 substandard inflatable boats made in unlicensed factories, much like the ones used by refugees. NPR's Peter Kenyon says Turkish officials also say they're caring for the latest wave of Syrians to reach the Turkish border.
The state-run Anatolia News Agency says raids on factories in Izmir led to 49 inferior-quality inflatable boats being seized. Proceedings have begun that could lead to the closing of the factories. Earlier raids found defective life jackets being sold at discount prices to Syrians and other migrants trying to get to Europe. Separately, the governor of Kilis on the border with Syria says Turkish and other aid groups are caring for tens of thousands of Syrians who fled escalating combat around Aleppo. At the moment, he says there's no need to bring them across the border into Turkey. Turkey's already hosting some 2.5 million Syrians. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Republican candidates took part in the season's 8th presidential debate Saturday night, this time in New Hampshire, which will host the nation's first primary on Tuesday. Donald Trump returned to the stage after boycotting the last debate in Iowa. The billionaire businessman was sandwiched in between his two biggest rivals, Iowa caucus winner Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who finished a close third behind Trump. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. North Korea is apparently one step closer to perfecting a long-range missile capable of reaching targets thousands of miles away. NPR's Elise Hu reports the North Korean government claims it put a satellite into orbit.
So North Korea has launched a long-range rocket. It happened early Sunday morning, about 9 o'clock local time, according to South Korea's defense ministry. North Korea claims that this rocket will launch a satellite, but the United States and other experts in the international community believe that it is a covert test of a ballistic missile.
NPR's Elise Hu reporting. The launch Sunday follows North Korea's claim last month to have tested a hydrogen bomb and will likely draw more sanctions and condemnation in the United Nations. Police in Austria say 5 skiers have been killed in a massive avalanche. As Kerry Skyring reports from Vienna, many more people were rescued after being covered by snow.
In all, 17 skiers were caught in the avalanche, which swept down a slope in the Tyrolean Alps. Police say the 5 dead are all from the Czech Republic and were on a tour away from marked ski slopes. The remainder were either dug from the snow by rescue teams or managed to dig themselves out. Eyewitnesses who raised the alarm say the front of the avalanche was several hundred meters wide. There have been numerous avalanches throughout the day in this part of the Alps, a result of fresh snowfalls followed by rising temperatures. Avalanche danger warnings had been issued well ahead of the accident. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Skyring in Vienna.
I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.